Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Your Body and Spirit radio show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Miner, and my business partner, Tom Katowski, and I would like to extend our deepest gratitude for all of you for showing up every Friday at 5:30 p.m. live, as well as the many, many people who are going into our archive shows from these past months and months and months. We do have the ability to go in and see the numbers that have been coming into the archive section, and it's wonderful, and we just want to express our thanks to you, because without you, there would not be a Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show. There would not be a Healthy Referral newspaper. There would not be this wonderful expo that we do regularly, the wonderful Whole Foods that we share. Without people, there would be no need for all of this. So it's very important for us. And from a heart level, we definitely want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And the Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show is brought to you by the Healthy Referral. We'll try that one again. The Healthy Referral newspaper, which began back in 1989. My business partner Tom and I met in 86, and by 1989, the Healthy Referral newspaper had been created, this radio show, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, as well, in addition to our annual International Natural Health and Foods Expo that is put on annually, and you'll hear more about that. So as we go along through our shows, we have an amazing opportunity to connect with other beautiful people on the planet who are doing what they're supposed to, who are living their purpose. And as we move along here with today's show, I would like to give you some contact information. And if you have questions for us on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show or newspaper or anything about what we do, please give us a call at 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. An email address that you can use, there's a couple of them, but one of them is MARCHIA, that's M as in Mary, ARCHIACM at yahoo.com. So it reads MARCHIACM at yahoo.com. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. Again, that's healthyreferral.com. For any questions about the interview information, you are to go ahead and call directly to the person we are interviewing so that you can talk directly to them, because they are undoubtedly the professionals in their fields. So we would want you to call them directly or get in touch with them through the contact information that they give during our interviews. So that way you will be talking directly to them. Also, I'd like to mention that if you are interested in having your mission or business, et cetera, in the Healthy Referral newspaper, which is a 36-page approximately full-size newspaper, it is national and international physical newspaper as well as online for the world to read. We would love to talk with you. And again, our contact information would be what you would get in touch with, and that's the 216-533-2273. In addition, if you want to be on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show, we could help you know how you can do that as well. Our expo information, to keep updated on the 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, that is coming up April 5th through 7th of 2013 at the Orlando Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. We have a site that you can go to continue to be updated on the information about the expo as well as any other events that may be coming up. And that web address is www.healthandspiritnetwork.com. So it's www.healthandspiritnetwork.com. You can fill out a form expressing what interests you may have in regards to the expo. There's no commitment, of course. It's just for us to get an idea on what the interests are of people. And also, you hear regularly about the wonderful organization that we are a part of, which is Forever Green out of Utah. It is a whole food company that helps people know how they can get whole foods and whole food products direct to their door at wholesale. And we have been a part of Forever Green for a very long time. It is a beautiful company. Ron Williams is amazing. He's the founder and CEO with a deep commitment to what he's doing. Also, I'd like to mention the National Health Federation. That is the eldest health freedom organization on the planet, at least we know in this country, we believe internationally as well. And we have been a part of the National Health Federation for a very long time. In fact, we are part of the advisory board, which it is our honor to be. And they actually, the National Health Federation, will also be a part of our 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, as well as the Message 2000 with our dear, dear friends Ann Anderson and Lauren Bake. Okay, well, I'm going to just move along because we actually have a little shorter show than usual today, and I want to bring Jim Roby on, a very, very longtime friend of ours. And he and I had an opportunity to talk today, and it was the first time in way too long, I have to say. And he's a person that's always been close to my heart. And it's a great opportunity to be able to have him on today because what he represents is his business of many, many years called Steritech.com. That's S-T-E-R-I. And then we usually put capital T-E-C.com. It is out of the Cleveland, Ohio area, but of course isn't only about that area. And also something else that he will share with you, which is about what's called Clean Station. Jim, are you there?
I am.
Hello, hello. Long time no speak.
Yeah.
I can hear you fairly well, but you might want to speak up just a little bit.
Maybe I should talk into the phone instead of through the speaker.
Whichever you feel will give a clearer, because I don't want the listeners to miss anything that you're saying. So, okay, Jim, we, as you heard me say, have been around one another for a very long time, and it's a wonderful journey to be able to walk together. And can you tell a little bit about just, you know, what is Steritech and how did all of that get started?
Oh, boy. Well, we started back in the mid-90s. And it was very serendipitous. We had been working in the animal barns, the hog farms and chicken and turkey farms, trying to clean them up with our miracle disinfectant. And there was a lot of resistance to that. And then Hurricane Floyd came along and devastated the North Carolina farm area. And just by chance, they had some of my product down there, and they began to use it because nothing else would get rid of the mold. And at the same time, I was put in touch with a gentleman named Dr. George Regal, who was the owner of Healthy Homes in Detroit, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And George got a sample, requested a sample of my disinfectant, and he told me it was the best mold killer that he ever saw. And I said, so what? Everybody's got a little mold. And he said, oh, no, no. He said, you've got to start doing some research. Sick building syndrome is going to become a very large issue Well, little did I know. I began to do the research, and I said, maybe this is the direction that our technology should take us. So I began in the mold business in 1996 in Cleveland. We were the first mold company in Ohio.
And Ohio, how do you find Ohio in respect to, you know, the things that you just said? I mean, is it an area that could definitely use this kind of information? And, of course, it is not the only state. You know, every single state has its opportunity. But I was just curious as to how you find Ohio being.
Well, there's absolutely an indoor air quality issue worldwide. Over 50, it's estimated by the statisticians that over 50% of the illness in the free world is caused by indoor air quality issues. So it's a pervasive problem. Ohio is not as bad as the Southeast, for example, or the warmer climates that have their own particular problems because of air conditioning and moisture. However, we have things called leaky basements. And,
did you say what kind of basements?
Leaky basements. Basements that get wet.
I you don't know what I kind of meant about that, because if you recall, I've had my experiences with flooding basements that I do not
right.
care to have anymore.
I remember. But that, when mold gets in the building envelope, and that doesn't include the attic, by the way. Attic mold is another structural issue that is not a health issue. Generally, it can be if there's a furnace up there. But generally, 99% of the time, it's not a health issue. But when mold is in the building envelope, whether it be from a leaky pipe or whether it is from a basement that has moisture, then it gets up into the entire building environment. And, of course, it then can affect the occupant. And can is the operative word. It's been shown, Dr. Richie Shoemaker wrote a book a few years ago called The Mold Warriors, and he was the first one to identify what they call the biotoxic pathway. And about 25% of the people are genetically predisposed to a biotoxic pathway. So they're already allergic to mold. And the other percentage of the people can, through long-term exposure, develop a biotoxic pathway. And that's when you run into problems.
So when you are finding that people are inquiring, what is the usual questions initially, you know, or information that they're needing to, really the questions they need to ask and the answers that they get? What actually happens once they feel that they need some help with all that? What are the steps?
Well, excuse me, they call, and normally it's either I'm selling my house and the home inspector found mold in my attic, and is it going to be a problem, which we kindly explain to them that it is not a health issue, and we go ahead and clean it up and fix the problem, and it never comes back, and everybody's happy. However, if it's in the house and they say, well, we smell this odor, or my children have been getting continually ill, or I have been suffering from respiratory issues, which is the most common. Respiratory is the most common indicator that there's an issue. Then we go out and assess the home. And I have, I'm fortunate enough to have a building science engineer and an industrial hygienist on our team that we all work in harmony with each other to determine the causation. We've been determining causations in homes now for 15 years. And once we determine the causation, then we correct the problem and we clean up the house. And it's amazing then what happens. Suddenly, generally, when you remove the problem, you either remove the person from the house and they get better, or you improve the condition of the house and they get better.
Right.
And then we lead them down the path of health and detoxing their systems so that these conditions don't prevail in their life. Mold affects more than the respiratory issues. The toxins that are generated out of a wet building, the mycotoxins, the VOCs that are generated, can generate toxins that are as bad or worse than the mold itself. And there have been innumerable studies done now. Back in the old days, everybody thought it was a myth or fear. And the studies now have been coming in for the last several years from top toxicologists in the country, from doctors, that these conditions really do exist. Even the government has done a number of reports on wet buildings. The state of New York was commissioned a couple of years ago to actually do a report and say, well, how much mold is dangerous? And after a year of research and a 140-page report, they realized that it was impossible to put to get a handle on the specific molds and how much affects you. They said, at the end of the day, clean up the water and clean up the mold, because we're not going to tell you what mold is toxic to you. We're going to tell you that all molds can be toxic to somebody. So just correct the condition and clean up the mold and you'll be okay.
So the respiratory issues, what we're saying is that when somebody has reoccurring respiratory issues, one of the things that they should definitely look at is the state of their environment.
Absolutely. It's the primary reason. Now, obviously, there are a number of other medical reasons that create respiratory. But chances are that because all of that, you're breathing all that stuff in and it affects the sinus cavities, and then the sinus cavities drain into the lungs, and it's a vicious little circle.
Well, and you know, the other thing, Jim, that's always been very, very, very close to my heart, and I've spoken to my son who does, you know, who has his own business called Freedom Contracting, and through the years, and he definitely has been conscious, and it becomes more and more conscious by the moment, of how important it is that when you're building a home, and say you are a builder and you're exposing yourself to so many of the chemicals that anymore are used in the building industry, do they have to be using chemicals? No. Are they used predominantly? I would have to say yes. Is the planet becoming more conscious in order to change that? Absolutely. And you think about it, it's wild to think that, you know, we build these houses that are made with all kinds of toxic materials, Jim, and then we live in them.
Right, and then we make them tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter to be more energy efficient. So becoming more energy efficient could actually make you sicker if you don't know what you're doing. However, there are wonderful things out there that can aid in the abatement and continual cleansing of the home environment. And one of them, of course, because we've been so energy efficient, you need makeup air in your house. And there are a number of ways to get makeup air in, and it's not opening the window. I mean mechanical ways. And the advent of the ERV, which is the energy recovery system, is a wonderful way to bring 10% makeup air into your house, precondition the air, and allow 10% makeup air to come in, and it can be filtered, and it can be wonderful. You can also do it with a thing called a fan handler or the scuttle, which is just a manual system that's not very much money at all. And, and as long as you filter the air coming in the house, it makes an enormous difference. I have these things on my house, and quite frankly, it's been a dramatic improvement.
And so, which takes us to the aspect of the other major part that you're involved in, which is called Clean Station. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, okay. The filtration, once we found that once we cleaned up the houses, they're wonderful. They are clean for that moment. However, what do you do moving forward? Well, you get on a good detox program so that you are cleansing your body, number one.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to realize that your home generates and captures toxins all the time from the outside air, from just walking in and bringing dirt and mold spores in with you, your dogs and kids. And so the difference is, and there are at times of the year, even you know, like now, for example, the mold counts are getting pretty high, and they'll continue to escalate through fall until the leaves fall. And then if we have warm winters that and stuff doesn't get killed, it can go all through the winter. Well, God has a wonderful way to clean the to clean outside. It's called rain. But it doesn't rain in your house. And so because of that, you have to be concerned with filtration. And that's such a a moving target, because there are so many marketing claims about this kills, this does this, and you go online or you go in the stores, and they're all wonderful. They're all HEPA filtered. They all do these wonderful things. And at the end of the day, most of them are marketing claims, and they're not hard science. And people they say, well, gee, I bought this, but it sort of does good, but not really, and it's not solved my issue. Well, so our engineers are continually looking for the very best possible technology available. And we've been blessed to have found two really significant technologies that are synergistic. One, of course, the old theory about, oh, I put a UV light in my furnace and that's supposed to kill everything. Well, that was strictly a marketing claim, because if you really did the math, you would find out that you need 40 feet of UV light in your house.
Oh, wow.
And so that was a total marketing claim, and it had virtually no basis of fact. Well, there's a wonderful company down in Texas called Air Oasis, and they developed a photocatalytic technology that is it's actually second generation, and they've done university studies, and they produce these terrific machines that go into your furnace, and it virtually kills all bacteria, virus, and mold that pass through the forced air system. Now, that's part of it. That's the live stuff. Then you deal with the particles. Now, our houses, because they're so tight, and then the way that the HVAC system is constructed, you end up sucking all the dust in your house into your furnace. And so you really have to have great filtration in the back end, in the filter, to be able to get the particles that are meaningful, because if you buy the dollar filters anywhere, all they're doing is stopping the sticks and stones, and they're really not stopping those little 10 micron and less particles that are really affecting your breathing. So you have to get a really good filtration on the back end of the furnace. And then furthermore, for the people that are really bothered, there's this wonderful machine. It's a Class 2 medical device, and it's called the Clean Station. And these are actually where they've had the biggest acceptance is in the luxury hotels of the world. They're virtually all over the world now. In the various luxury hotel chains, you can actually request a pure clean room and pay $10 or $20 more a night and have a fully sanitized and a purified room. And that's gained acceptance worldwide. Well, we have
I wanted to mention to you, I was actually in a room that had that quite a number of months ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, they are all over the world. The biggest hotel in the world, the tallest hotel in the world in Dubai, was the first one to really take advantage of it. But the this is a wonderful, and this is a science-based machine. It's made in the United States, up in upstate New York. They have done all of their due diligence and actually are a registered Class 2 medical device. The machine puts out zero part per million air. And it's the real deal. And it makes a significant difference in the quality. So we tell people to, the people that are affected with respiratory, to run it all day long in the bedroom. And then when they go in at night, it's like walking into a wonderful forest. And the air is just pure and clean and wonderful. And they have tremendous sleep. And the way we don't sell these machines, really. We put them in people's homes and say, look, just try it for a couple of weeks and see how you like it. And if you like it, you can buy it. And if not, we don't have a problem in taking it back. Well, I can't tell you. I rarely take them back.
Well, I know that when I was reading about it months and months ago, after finding out you had ventured, you know, into it, like I mentioned earlier to you, I just found it really, really wonderful. I mean, as you said, there's a lot of things out there, but people really, it would be very beneficial for you, all listeners, to go ahead and check out what Jim is talking about. In fact, on that note, Jim, how about some places people can go to look at the information, and then also you can give your phone numbers and things like that?
Right. AeroOasis.com is a really good website to view all of the various photocatalytic equipment that we have.
Now, can you give that one more time and spell it out?
AeroOasis, AeroOasis.
Okay. .com.
Yes. And then just look up the Clean Station. Google the Clean Station. And I believe it's either going to be under Clean Station or Healthway.
Okay. Well, I know I go in under Clean Station and I pull up information.
There's a third part to this, however. And the third part, see, it all works in harmony with each other. But cross-contamination, whether it's in a house or in a hospital or a nursing home or a school, is a two-part thing. There are surface contaminants that are passed by touch, and there are the airborne contaminants that obviously flow through the airstream. Well, the third really important part of all of this mentality is the disinfecting system that's used. And unfortunately, all disinfectants, and I mean all, are only effective while they're wet. And the moment they dry, they're not effective anymore. So it's just imagine this. The hospitals have been doing the same technology for 40 years and expecting different results. And, of course, the nosocomial illness rates in hospitals have skyrocketed. And they keep scratching their head, doing the same thing they've been doing and expecting different results. And obviously they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally, and nursing homes are the same way, and schools are the same way. Dow Chemical invented a technology 30 years ago, and it has been used for years and years and years with places like Gold Toe Socks, garments like Under Armour garments, are all processed with this non-toxic material to kill bacteria and virus. And it's been wildly successful. Well, the company that I'm involved with is Advanced Remediation Solutions, ARS. And they have pioneered the remediation part, and they've reformulated to make it adaptable to mold remediation and sanitation. And we have the first permanent disinfecting system in the world.
That's absolutely phenomenal.
You can actually apply them.
One thing I was going to say to you, I think what we're going to need to do is to do a part two, because we're running to the end of the show. We only did a half-hour show today. So how about if we do a part two, and I'll get in touch with you, and we'll go ahead and set that up.
Terrific. All they have to do is call me at area code 216-451-6653 or 216-410-90 or contact us on the information page on our webpage.
Wonderful. And also the explanation on our site is there for them as well. So, Jim, this was such a last-moment thing. We really appreciate you a lot, and I will talk to you very soon. And we'll go ahead and set up a part two so that we can expand on this a little bit more, okay?
Terrific. Thank you, Marcia.
You're very welcome, Jim. Have a beautiful day. Okay, I will. Listeners, thank you for being with us. And, yes, this was a shorter show than normal, and we will do a part two with Jim. So stay tuned, and lots of blessings. We care about you so very much. We'll see you next week here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show.